This is the Gold Coast's 92.5 Triple M with another Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
Yeah, the last podcast for a little while because you guys are taking a bit of a break back on Tuesday, May the 7th and being the day before Anzac Day. An Anzac Day special coming up. Obviously, the Elephant Rock Currumbin RSL service, the Dawn service, is so special every year. I think it's the biggest regional Dawn service in the country.
Wow.
Why are we classified as regional? That's starting to shit me.
Hey.
No, you can say
this sort of language. Hey,
sorry, no, it is.
Sugar,
because
honey,
they always
tea.
Say we're regional this, we're regional that. We're a cap market now.
Yeah.
We're a capital city. We're one of the biggest, fastest growing markets around the country. They can't say we're regional anymore.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. How can you? And I almost think it's offensive to regional towns like, you know, your
Toowoomba,
Warwick, all those regional
Burpengary
towns. We're not regional.
Yeah,
that'd be like you guys are. Like, regional is more your farming areas.
Burpengary.
I think that's part of Brizzy. That's a northern suburb of Brisbane.
Well, is it? Isn't it?
I don't know.
It's hard to tell. Look, I'm with you.
Yeah. Just that aside.
Okay.
We are punching above our weight when it comes to the Dawn services for Anzac Day. Obviously, we know that.
That's all you were trying to say.
Currumbin RSL. Michael Humphreys is the president of the Currumbin RSL. He's going to be part of this podcast to talk about Anzac Day. Pat Farron, who we spoke to, the Gold Coast District President of Gold Coast RSL.
He's busy.
What about Heston Russell? Whenever you talk to Heston Russell, you just have nothing but admiration for what he did for the country.
Yeah, many tours in dangerous places. And when you meet him, he is an extraordinary presence, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's the sort of person, and I say this in the most respectful way, that you just immediately warm to and have a crush on, whether you're a man or a woman.
Yeah. He's got big guns.
He does, but men have so much, we all have so much admiration for him and what he's achieved. He's
absolutely
an absolute gem, lovely nature. Mm.
Yep, well said. And also John Williamson, the emu.
Yeah.
Who does Hey True Blue every year down at Elephant Rock. The importance of that song to him is coming up as well.
I remember I was talking to him a few years ago down there.
Yep.
Elephant Rock, having a drink afterwards, and he just ignored me.
Oh, what?
And I thought, you rude bugger.
What? He doesn't do that to me in Woolies.
Yeah.
I won't say where he lives, but
he ignored me.
Woolies in Mudroba.
And then about 10 minutes later, he explained that he was deaf in that ear.
He's got the wrong ear.
Can I just ask you?
He had the wrong side.
I had to move to the other side. And that's we had a great conversation.
There you go.
Is his nickname the emu? I feel really stupid that I didn't know that.
No, well, I only, because one of my first jobs was panelling John Laws.
Yeah.
And he and John Williamson, very good friends.
Okay.
And he'd refer to him as the emu.
Hello.
Why?
I don't know. Okay. So I just remembered that.
All right, good.
From
those
years ago.
We've learnt something.
He's got a wide body and a long neck.
I don't know.
Long skinny legs like Spider.
Can he fly?
Well, emus don't fly.
That's right.
I'm just Googling John Williamson emu.
Why is he called the emu?
See what comes up.
The emu bop. Do you do
Old
the emu
man
bop?
Old man emu is a song that he does. So I guess
there you go.
That's why.
That is it Old Man Emu?
Old Man Emu, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, and just want to mention in this podcast also your poem of the week, Flan.
It's
and a different one. It's a really great tribute as well.
Mm. Well, look, there's someone in this room whose work I admire very much.
Thank you, Flan.
No worries, Ali.
Yeah.
I just don't want it to get awkward until the time comes, and then I'll express myself both through prose and song.
Yeah, I love that. All right. That to come in the podcast. Anything
I'm going
to
sing a show tune to Spider.
No, we're all going on holidays. We're on holidays for a week and a bit.
Okay.
So, what are we all doing?
Well, hang on. Just before we get to that, I really want to hear Flan's show tune to Spider. How does it go?
You've got the feather boa on you, so let's
I threw the script in the bin.
Here's
the
bin.
Absolutely, positively, decidedly.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
What are you doing over your holidays?
Spider.
Fishing. Fish will die at my hand. I'm going to Stoomer's Creek near Coolum.
Where
my buddy, my best mate, always sends me. It's just Stoomer's Creek. And my mate sends me photos from there all the time of fish he caught, and I hate him.
All right.
So we're going up there for that.
Beautiful.
And then I want to go to the Everglades, a place up north of Noosa. Have you been to there in your travels?
You know what? I've never been there. Sheree in Boston and the others have been there. They've filmed it and I've cut vision of it. It looks amazing, saltwater, but I've never been there.
Yeah, Saltwater Lakes District. So.
They've got a brewery there too at the Everglades.
Oh,
yeah, the campground.
That's news to me.
I must admit, Everglades sounds a little bit nicer than Stoomer's Creek, which kind of sounds like some kind of surgical outcome. I've got a Stoomer.
All right.
Oh, stoma.
I'm having my stoma removed.
Isn't a stoma what you get when you have a colostomy bag put on? Is that right?
I don't think it is connected with all that.
Yeah. Stoner? What are you doing, Ellie?
I am taking myself away for a bit of R&R. I just need to rest and rejuvenate. I'm tired.
Are you going to a health retreat?
I'm retreating it up.
What are they doing there?
Well, you just do yoga and eat good food and you get off coffee. There's no alcohol.
Yeah. But, hey, look.
So what do you do?
Well, you just sit around and rejuvenate. I'm going to have a massage.
Sorry, but you can only do so many yoga classes. Like yoga over in an hour.
I need lots of yoga. I'm very stiff. And
you know this,
opposed to men where that's a good thing, for women it's not.
No good.
I hear you.
I got in contact with this venue, this place, because I know you've been there before.
Mm-hmm. No, you have.
Oh,
okay. I have wink-wink.
Yeah. They have a recording of you when you arrived last time at this health retreat, and it was, this is it, okay? You ready? Yeah.
I'm ready to party with the best of them. I'm going to go down to the river.
And your yoga teacher is this fella.
Encourage me.
Yes.
So, now, what do you really do?
I love that. They will do talks on, like, the importance of sleep, you know. Hello. I mean, I know. Captain Obvious. But, you know, I'm just going to go and relax and basically do...
Not drink coffee.
Can you beat this out?
Yeah. Oh, beep, beep.
Whoa, that's really offensive.
Yes, so I am very excited. And actually, I do have a revelation.
Come on.
So I go Sunday, come back Friday.
A week?
No, five nights.
I'd be bored after 3 hours.
No way. I can't wait.
You'll be back at work on Friday.
You go to the unhealthy retreat.
Yes. On the next day, here's a little teaser and treat for you all.
I cannot wait for this.
I'm going to have some laser on my face, right? And apparently the lady, I was going to have it yesterday, and the lady goes to me, have you got anything coming up? And I said, well, I'm going on a health retreat and I'm also going to a Mother's Day morning tea on Friday. She goes, oh, no, look, we better hold off because, you know, some people come up in these big welts and everything. Yeah. So I'm going to be coming back to work on the Tuesday as Laserface. And I keep having in my head laser face.
So then
you got the cute.
I'm totally confused. You're going to a retreat to take it easy for 5 days to come back to get punished to look like crap.
Yeah.
It's a full grease and oil change.
It is. Wow. I just thought, why not do that in the lead up to my 50th? Well, I don't want to go to the retreat with laser face.
But then why do you want to get out of the retreat and just ruin everything you've done?
Well, I won't ruin everything I've done. I will be feeling good on the inside.
Either way.
And I just, you know,
you'll feel great and you'll have a face that looks like a bowl of cornflakes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Spider.
Hates going on holidays.
I've got a really tough choice to make. Well, it's actually not my choice. It's Cherie's choice.
All
right. Let us decide.
Okay, I'm going to Melbourne. So I'll look after the just go and do the kids' things, go and hang out with the kids. They've got a lot of footy on at the moment, so it'd be good to be able to hang there. Caitlin's going away, so I'll go and see my mum and dad. But there is a stage in the middle where I've been invited to go to the Warrnambool races.
Yeah.
With a betting group. Go down there all day, corporate functions, day and night, stay down there at the Bull, part of the Great Ocean Road.
Do it.
Or Cherie, because I'm in town with the kids, she can go and see her mum and dad in New Zealand. So if she goes on a holiday to New Zealand, I can't go and do the things I want to do. Go fishing with D-Mac, go to the races.
How much do you want to be ripped a new one by Cherie?
I think you've got to, my prediction is you will send her to New Zealand and let her go because she's down there with Boston, the Prince, the whole time doing all the
Running around, So, you know what?
You love her parents. My prediction is he'll go and leave Cherie.
I did that 3 months ago last month. I can't do it 2 months in a row.
It's your last holiday.
Anyway, that's my predicament at the moment.
What are you thinking is going to happen?
Nah, she'll go to New Zealand.
Yeah, that's nice.
I have got my 50th, so I'll go and have a feed with the kids, which would be nice.
Yeah, that'll be nice. So you're going to go somewhere a bit fancy?
Yeah. They've got it all planned. It'll be actually good because Anae in Boston's organising it all, so it'll be quite funny.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, that is good. That. Very nice. All right, here we go.
Now, hang on, Al. What are you going to do on your
day? He's working one day tomorrow.
No, I'm just working. I'm making sure that we pay our respects to the diggers.
Yes, but what are you doing for your break? Because you're on the same break as us.
I've got a few things to do around the house, and I fly to Melbourne to see your dad.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure you... But your dad only,
your dad doesn't want you there.
If I don't take my wife,
you got to take Tracy.
He's not interested in seeing me.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the same for all of us.
Very open about that. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Actually, Sheree's mum and dad prefer me to go down there than Sheree.
God, what is it? Anyway, here it is. Flan Alley and Spider back on Tuesday, May 7. This is their podcast.
Yeah, big day tomorrow, Anzac Day, and we're going to be broadcasting live from Elephant Rock, so that's going to be fantastic as well. But joining us right now, Pat Farron, the RSL Gold Coast District President. Pat, thanks very much for joining us, but sorry, I know we're late, and yes, we should never be late. Have we started off on the wrong foot?
No, of course you haven't. No. I know you people. I actually... I was at that function for Burleigh Heads at the North Burleigh Surf Club when you guys were sponsoring that particular to raise funds for the Burleigh Heads RSL.
That was a great day. It was fantastic. Brilliant. A great cause, another sub-branch that needed a little bit of help. And we went out to Mudrabar the other day as well, and, they need some help as well. But it is, a very, very important cause. And, we know, I wouldn't even say an important day. And we just, so proud to be able to be associated with it.
Yeah, and thank you very much for being part of it as well. You guys do a fantastic job in promoting the Anzac Day spirit.
Pat, I know that you have a lot of members of the community and community groups that get involved with helping you guys and raising money and just doing different things for the RSL. I would love to hear about some of the ways that just general members of the community, how can they actually get involved?
Probably many ways with regards to the lead up to Anzac Day. We sell badges and poppies and things at the shopping centre. So in most of the shopping centres throughout Queensland, if not Australia, be selling badges. But throughout the year, of course, the sub-branches run by volunteers and the committees and all of that, anything to do with that. And to be fair, they're probably ex-serving members or current serving members who, form those committees and what have you. But there's a lot of volunteer work outside of that as well. So they could seek any of the sub-branches, and offer assistance or help.
Pat, probably just add one more thing to there. From my own experience this week, having been out to Mudrabar RSL and met with the guys again, and I've always been aware that it's a day that we treat reverentially, that we respect and honour the fallen. But I've never really focused on the fact that it is a chance to literally go to your RSL sub-branch, not the bigger clubs, the smaller ones, buy a few beers and literally do some good in that it'll keep it open so that vets can go and sit with other vets and get the kind of support you need from the people who've been through what you've been through. How important is that?
Oh, look, it is very important. I know in the case of, I was well aware that you, Mudrabar Ravina is one of my, my footprint goes from Beenleigh down to Tweed Heads as the district, I'm the district president, okay. Gold Coast district president. But most of these sub-branches are what we call traditional sub-branches, and, they have either their own premises or they're looked after by another club, which could be a football club, a bowls club or something like that. Yeah. I know in the case of Mudrabar, they've got a Friday afternoon get together, and yes, the public more than welcome to visit any of the sub branches.
Well, we love the sub branches and what the RSLs do.
So and Pat, we do thank you for serving the Australian Army. We thank you too for the tour of duty in Vietnam, and thank you to being the Gold Coast District President. Thank you for joining us, and we do hope everybody gets out there tomorrow and supports your local RSL and also the Dawn Service. Thank you.
And just a reminder about all of my sub branches. I've got 12 on the Gold Coast. Yep. They will all be having dawn services and the community marches and what have you. So any of the public are more than welcome to go along to the dawn services. In the main, they start around about 5 o'clock in the morning, quarter to 5. Then they'll have a gunfire breakfast and then the community march would probably start in most cases around about 9 o'clock or 9:30.
Okay.
And I have to thank you guys for your support. Thanks very much.
on Listener. This is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
On Thursday, on Anzac Day, we will be taking a direct feed from Elephant Rock. If you've never been to that dawn service, you can hear what goes on here on Triple M. And I'm incredibly proud that we do that. And to speak a little bit about it, it's the president of the Currumbin RSL. Michael, good morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thank you.
That's the way. What have you got planned and what does it mean to you, Michael?
Well, Anzac Day, very important day in our calendar, and it's our opportunity to recognise the deeds of our forefathers, really, and pay that respect, but also bring it into today's age where we've got our young guys. So all those who have served over the last 109 years, get to be commemorated, and we remember those who have fallen.
Can I congratulate you, mate? My sister does a lot of work in this space. She worked at the Australian War Memorial for a lot of time, and then she sort of moved over into helping vets who have suffered a huge trauma. I remember we met the mob from Red Six. Yeah. I still wear those T-shirts and hats really proudly. So. And it's an app where you can signal using almost like a traffic light system that you are feeling terrible, that it's a bad day, that you are flashing back to your experiences. And mate, I think it's amazing what you're doing. You know, we owe our safety to these people and we owe our future to them as well. So thank you so much, mate.
Currumbin RSL President Michael Humphreys, we thank you so much for your time today and for everything you do for our veterans.
My pleasure.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Joined by Heston Russell, who's a Special Forces Commander who did four tours of Afghanistan. I can't believe that. Heston, good morning. What's the difference, mate, between Anzac Day and Remembrance Day?
Well, g'day, team, and thanks for having the chat. And yeah, you're right. I think a lot of people in the public don't really find the distinguishment between Anzac Day and Remembrance Day, and I really like to hone in on that.
Fantastic.
Remembrance Day in November is when we reflect and remember those we've lost in all wars and conflicts. Anzac Day is a time, particularly for veterans, current and former serving, to remember the values and the character and the actions of those on Gallipoli who fought through circumstances we could only imagine and did so in a way that forged the Australian and Anzac reputation, not only with our allies, but with our enemies. You know, every year at Gallipoli in Turkey, they still commemorate what our young men did on that beach. And Australia today, where we're fighting the culture wars of entitlement and everything else in between, it's so poignant, I think, to reflect and remember back and try and carry forward some of that Anzac spirit and that responsibility to be judged by your actions and attitudes and earn that reputation that they forged for us on the shores of Gallipoli.
What would you say are the most difficult aspects of adjusting to life after the military?
Yeah, I think it's just been slowing down and finding a way to be relevant in an Australia of today. You know, my context was from leading a platoon of commandos in Afghanistan on multiple rotations to coming back, and my biggest responsibility was walking my dog. And I don't suffer from combat or, you know, nightmares. I suffer from having, you know, this whole experience where I was motivated at an inspirational level, motivated by purpose and team, to coming back to a society that focuses largely on profit and all sorts of different values that have been the main adjusting factor for me. But time and time again, and why Anzac Day is so important, it's about getting back out and connecting with your local community, with your veteran community, with people who bring you out of your own head and heart and your own emotions, and to remember that you're not alone, and to look for those occasions to reflect, connect and remember those elements that can again inspire us moving forward.
Heston, look, remarkable achievements, and you know we are honoured every year to be able to have a chat with you. But for you, who do you like chatting to the most? Like, you know, it's grown so much, which it should have over the last 20 years. And now, you know, we'll go down to Elephant Rock on tomorrow morning, and you know you'll see kids from the age of 6 or 7 walking with medals, and then you'll see a couple of the elderly and everyone in between.
Yeah, I really enjoy speaking with the parents of soldiers, especially young soldiers who recently joined. I often have a lot come up to me and just have a chat, and just to see how proud they are is just so special for me. A lot of people sort of come, you know, like you did at the intro, talking about, you know, I've never served and feeling subordinate to that. But it's, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a country to put people into harm's way in combat and to support them back home. And it's just that connection through that service that I really, really enjoy every Anzac Day and every occasion we can get together.
And I would imagine that they, in turn, would really, really enjoy speaking to you, Heston, and being able to, you know, when their kids might be away right now, to be able to speak to you and just have an understanding ear
exactly.
would be so important yep. for them.
Yeah, they're really, I mean, look, you know, I run my charity, Veteran Support Force, vsf.org.au, and we do a lot to try and support current and former serving veterans, and a lot of them, you know, just really aren't aware of some of the support that's out there. So yeah. I think it's, again, important to use opportunities like Anzac Day to help just push some of that information, because there's so much goodwill out there, but there's just a little bit more coordination required to make sure that help is found when it's needed.
Yeah, I'm really glad you mentioned your charity, because that is such an important thing that you do. Heston, like Ali said, and like Spider and Flan said, it's just a real great honour to be able to hear from you the day before Anzac Day. Such an important day for this country tomorrow. And whatever you might be doing, I hope it is meaningful for you as well, Heston.
Absolutely. We'll see you down there at Elephant Rock.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
Oi! I know, it's the end of the week.
Flan Joe Patterson joins us.
Yes.
Mate, I just want to say how much I admire what you did with Hire a Spider. And I won't bang on about it for ages and ages, but I just think what you achieved and what you did for people was very, very special. And today, that's what the Palm of the Week will be about.
Hear, hear.
How many people did you help?
Oh, I don't know.
Give me a number.
No, I don't know. I've never a clue.
30.
Picking 30.
I was like, how did you know that plan?
And this present is for you. Ali has a present for you.
Oh, what?
Here it is. Some flowers.
Yep.
And a can of flam or spam.
No, I couldn't possibly.
That I want you to accept.
Oh, wow.
Because that's what you win for that'll do.
Yep.
Here's your can of flam.
You've never been given one. And that is for you because you have a great heart.
I couldn't take the can of flam.
What would you do with it?
Oh, can I donate it? What's that guy's
Peter Clark.
Peter Clark from Kira Nippers. He cooks this on the barbecue for the Nippers. So would he be able to whip up two cans of flam?
Now, if you're listening, this is exactly what he does. He does stuff for other people all the time. So here's the Palm of the Week about Spider of the Overdue.
Oh, I love that.
There was movement around the station for word had passed around. Spider mows and sows. There's nothing higher and Spider cannot do. Then along came Currumbin Community Special School. With veggie gardens so big, Spider bit off more than Iron Mike Tyson can chew. But like his hero, Spider got it done. Now, lend me your ears. When Spider Everett sets his mind to something, you get what you're going to get. I said, Spider, how do you get so focused? He said, well, I haven't got that big of a mind to set. There was Spider for Hire, the year Hasler sipped the Titans Cup, and few could mow or sow beside Spider when Spider's blood was fairly up. Now, Hire a Spider does a great deal of good. In giving his effort, this focused dirtbag revels. He slops on sunscreen, slaps on his wonky hat, because his ears are on two completely different levels. If you talk about helping people in front of Spider, something happens to your eyes, mate. He'll tidy you like a tornado. He'll say, let's get on with it, make it grouse. The owners say, yeah, thanks, Spider, looks great, but, mate, that's the neighbour's house. Spider, honestly, just gets this look in his eye and he says, I'll help no matter what the cost. So here's a list of what Hire a Spider agreed to do while his fully focused, fun-sized mind was completely and utterly, decidedly, assuredly, spectacularly, fantastically baffled, bewitched and lost. Let a spider in your life. And it's the end of all your strife. He will absolutely positively throw at everything you kind of think is sort of maybe want to keep it. Yeah, I'll keep it. Nah, I'll chuck it. Nah, I think it's nice. Out it goes in the bin. Once a year, this man goes nuts. He goes, I'll build a fountain for the kids that sprays out lemonade and Fanta. Build a Coomera connector and a third runway just for Santa. The Gold Coast third casino. The world's biggest pillow fort. Play fullback for the Titans. Extend the light rail to the airport.
Yes.
Yes.
But go around Palm Beach, there's some sensitivities around there. Cook the world's biggest dim sim, a Coran Cove power plant. Bang! Clean Cabell Avenue with a toothbrush. Build a cruise ship terminal in Narang.
Yes!
You must always let a spider in your life. He's a ripper. Hire a spider. I bet they're already queuing, I bet. And there's only two things left to add. Truly, well done, Spider. And lest we forget. And I'm spent.
Yeah. Oh,
Flan Joe. So
beautiful.
Lovely, Flanny.
You're the man.